Brian Finn is back with the business.
Thanks, Rachel. Consumers and businesses have started 2020 on a note of considerable optimism. The latest Bank of Ireland economic pulse for the month of January has recorded an uplift in sentiment among households and firms. Loretta O'Sullivan, Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland, is here. And the uplift, Loretta, is being attributed to some clarity around Brexit. And it's amazing how quickly it's dissipated as a potential threat, given that it hasn't gone away as such. Is there some wishful thinking going on?
Morning, Brian. Certainly, okay, so no January blues for consumers or businesses, and it is related to the Brexit piece, as you say. The UK set to leave the EU on Friday, but the worst case outcome of a no deal Brexit has been avoided. We know that there's going to be a transition period now till the end of 2020, and it looks like that this has provided some sort of breathing space for households and firms, and both of them started the new year on a more positive note.
So the fog is lifting?
Absolutely, yeah. It has lifted a little bit, and that's provided some relief. And we've seen this month households more confident about the economy and their own finances. That helped a little bit about some good news on the pay side, and households and firms also more positive across all the different sectors.
And on the question of pay, some workers are expecting pay increases. Some employers say they're going to be giving them. So how much can they expect?
Absolutely. They're pretty much aligned. The survey findings show that 43% of firms are expecting to increase pay this year, and about 47% of workers are expecting to get a pay rise. Very much reflecting the fact that the economy is effectively at full employment. We have labour shortages in some sectors. We have a situation where workers are finding it fairly easy to move or to change jobs. And as a result of that, it's translating into some pressure on wages.
And the average increase expected is around 3.6%. That will sound very generous to some people who may not be expecting any pay increases. So is this being driven by particular sectors, perhaps?
It's in and around. That's the average of what firms are expecting to give. A little bit higher on the industry on the services side. So in there, you'd have some of the tech firms, ICT and so on. But if we look at the CSO data, it is coming in and around that mark now for the last period of time. Wages have been ticking up, reflecting that piece around the tighter labour market. We're also going to see an increase in the minimum wage coming through as well in a couple of weeks.
You also ask people about their expectations around the housing market, and this housing part of the index was down in January. What's that being attributed to?
It's around house price expectations. So they had risen a touch at the end of last year as some of that Brexit uncertainty dissipated. This month, some cooling in expectations again. Saying that, 44% of households still think that house prices are going to increase in the next year, and around 1 in 10 are saying that they plan to buy or build a property. I will say that we did this survey, this month's survey, before a lot of the political parties were out, before the election campaign got underway, so before we got a sense of where their housing policies were going to go. So it may be the case that as they come to fruition and they start to go into talks around forming a partnership for government and so on, that we'll see over the coming months what impact those policies have on housing demand and price expectations.
And could talks over the formation of a government impact on the market, given that people will hold off to see what the final outcome of talks will be?
It will depend where it goes. So there has obviously been some speculation around a Help to Buy scheme, some changes there. So it may be the case that while people are waiting to see what happens with that, that they step back a little bit. The construction sector as a whole tends to be quite sensitive to uncertainty. So even though the Brexit uncertainty may have lifted and some of the fog has gone there, it is a sector that can be impacted by what happened, homegrown uncertainty.
Loretta O'Sullivan, Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland, thank you very much indeed. More business news at 8:30. Now it's back to Gavin in Mayo.